Two Israeli human rights groups have issued a report that accuses Israel of imposing restrictions that have effectively forced thousands of Palestinians from homes and businesses in the West Bank city of Hebron. The 100-page report said that Israeli soldiers commit acts of routine and violent harassment against Palestinians. Spokesperson for the Israeli Human Rights Association in Jerusalem is Yoaz Loef.
There are a few factors that are responsible for the destruction of Palestinians' fabric of life in the city center of Hebron. The major one is the restrictions on movements. It started with a very long periods of curfew at the beginning of the Second Intifada, and in the last years it includes a total prohibition of Palestinian pedestrians and vehicles from using main street in the city of Hebron. Many shops were closed. Some of them were closed by force, by orders of the army and the police, and many were closed because there were no people to buy in them. These two factors, together with problems with the Jewish settlers, or at least some violent elements within the Jewish settlers, made many people, more than half of the population of the center part of Hebron, to leave the houses.